Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So yeah, you haven't thought about it?
Not so much, but because I was just so busy doing it, so organizing everything. A lot of it was last minute, mm-hmm. So we were just like constantly going. And then
I was thinking how you do your work. I don't know if I get it or not, but I feel this, your projects go through giving some social, cultural dynamic in the social media, right? Not in social digital media, I mean with people. I mean, you do this thing that everyone's involved. It's not only you or whatever. It's people working together, people doing things together. And I think that's pretty interesting, because that's not the usual way artists work here in Mexico or in Yucatan. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always my exhibition, my work, my name. But here it's, you have this kind of work, but you have the actual work, like people relating to each other. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it more collaborative rather than, you know, especially for young people, to have a connection to each other and to have dialogues instead of like just looking for the ego and, you know, to show have my own show, which is great too. But for young people, it's important exposure and dialogue and, you know, communication with each other to have a kind of the feeling of artist community and to have exchanges and have inspiration to each other. So, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But is it okay if I introduce you? Korean-American artist? Is that precise?
No.
Or you'd rather just Korean artist? Or?
Korean artist is fine.
See.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because well, or like Korean artist from New York, something like that.
Right.
So that it's more international. But because I am American, so I'm American artist. Also, I'm Korean, so I'm Korean artist. But I'm not Korean American.
Right.
Technically. I mean, it's more like the implication of being Korean American. I didn't grow up in the U.S. So my I'm more Korean.
Your context, your cultural background and bringing.
Exactly. I have the American citizenship only because I was born there.
Okay.
But I grew up in Korea and like fully Korean.
So, Miru, since you already introduced yourself, which is pretty cool, how did you get to Yucatan in the first place? Which kind of art do you like to do? Which kind of art do you like to perform? We see that you involve people in what you do, so that's pretty nice. But how did that happen in the first place? And how did you get here to Yucatan?
That's a very long question.
It's two questions, but step by step. Yeah.
Okay. Well, first, how I started doing events.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing my personal work since about 2004, I would say.
Okay.
In the professional art world, I was working as an artist from 2004
Now.
But after reaching a certain level of success and all that, I felt like it's time to give back and work with young artists to do something together and make. I also miss the kind of the sense of community I had when I was a student, and in art school we all get together and paint something and, you know,
collaborate.
Hang out, and especially when I studied in Berlin, that was like it was such a cool vibe and very inspiring.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to think of my first photo series. And okay. It was that environment, the atmosphere of, other students and artists, like, just hanging out together and doing stuff.
Yeah.
And young I missed
people,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
We're talking about students. We're talking about people that want to do things.
Right. And when I got more into the commercial, like, art worlds, the going to art fairs and showing with fancy galleries and all that,
yeah,
it's like you lose that kind of feeling of, like, just getting together to create.
Okay.
Because you're involved in so many, like, the business aspect and promotion and everything, like, the professional side of things, like, you have to be an adult, basically.
Right.
And
right.
You lose that kind
that
of...
fun part.
Yeah, the fun part when you were, like, a student, a kid, you know, just, like, very energetic, you know, being just, like, so passionate about creating something.
Right.
Nothing about selling or getting up there, you know, like, I didn't have to worry about anything of that, you know.
Right.
And that's how that's how I developed as an artist.
All right.
So I want to go back to that and you know, create something, like, maybe less tainted by the, by the world, something that. And
with original style, yes. You mean, right? Yeah.
So maybe I'm a bit nostalgic, but
in a way, I was going to say, it has this kind of nostalgia because you want to go back to that same feeling, to that same experience with people working together, right? You want that back. And it's happening right now here in Yucatan, here in Mexico.
And I felt that here there's more like pure energy between mm-hmm. people and between young artists. How
would you define this pure energy? What's this?
It seems like they're really eager and passionate because when there's an outlet for expression, when there's an opportunity to do something like this, because it's quite rare.
Yeah.
And the energy is more pure in a way.
Okay.
Like, really original.
Yeah.
Because, when it becomes like, I mean, in New York City, you know, when there are millions of artists.
Right.
Like, everybody trying to get into some gallery and there are, like, thousands of galleries.
See.
It's not the same.
And people do not work together in the same way
right.
as they do here. Or as you're trying to get them to work here, right?
Yeah, and it's a really good place for production, for mm-hmm. artistic creativity, and for the energy also from the nature and from, you know, everything that's here in Yucatan, the history, culture,
right.
you know, the nature is so beautiful. And it's an amazing production city for artists.
Okay. So why did you choose Mérida or Yucatan instead of Oaxaca or some other place where a lot of Mexican cultural things are happening right now? I mean, the weather's super hot here, right? So there has to be something special to this place.
Well, the thing that really captured me about Yucatan, I mean, it's a very specific thing, but the cenotes.
Okay. So the water.
Yeah, and okay. And it's not just any water. It's the cenotes. It's like really deep underground. The passage to the underworld and the connection with Mayan Xibalba and all that stuff.
Okay.
And the just the look of the nature. I mean, the special thing about this peninsula, right? It's so unique, and that inspired me a lot, and I was like obsessed with cenotes,
right?
And it gave me a lot of creative energy, so maybe it has something to do with the spirits and the energy of the nature.
See.
And it's very different from anywhere in the world. I mean, this is so unique here,
so special, and the Mayan culture behind it, it's what made this thing so super special for you to say, okay, Yucatan it is.
And I hate the cold.
so this is the perfect weather for you.
Yes.
Okay. Mir, how did Incidencias, that is taking part in this abandoned house in Centro, a great place, how did you choose this place? How did you choose to start in the first place Incidencias as a project? Why now?
Yeah, the opportunity came about, like, just by chance.
Yeah, situation.
But, yeah, it's through my friends from Tulum Art Club.
Yeah.
My friend Alfonso, who runs Tulum Art Club.
Saludos a Poncho.
Yeah.
Right.
He told me, we have to do something with this space. Okay. There is a great opportunity. And, you know, the owner of Sal Si Puedes, Cesar,
he's
opening a hotel here. And they're still in the middle of construction, and we can get the space. He's really on board with something creative. So it was an opportunity, and we just jumped on it. Yeah. So, thank you for everything to Cesar and Alfonso, and it's been amazing collaborating with them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's this venue is so special.
Right.
I mean, and you never have basement in Mérida, for example.
It's a very rare thing.
Yeah,
right.
It's a beautiful mansion. It has so much history, and I feel like there is a lot of soul.
Yeah.
In these walls and the floors and, you know, this everything, all the doors, finishes. It's so special.
Do you think that this event or how do you think about this event, that you expect something about it, or you think about it as a canvas in which people will work and things that you don't imagine, you don't expect will come out?
So, first I want to explain a little bit about the title.
Perfect.
At first, when I was planning an event here, I wanted to do a theatrical piece, a performance piece, like an interactive theater piece about 1940s in Yucatan, during the colonial period, just after independence.
After Revolution. And just after that, right?
Yeah. That's what I meant. You can cut that out. So, at that time, there were a lot of festivals, religious festivals, but it would turn into something more than just religious, right?
Right.
In Central, like near San Cristobal Church. And there was the game of Loteria, and people are really, doing all these festivities, and all the special thing about that time period was that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And these kind of festivals, despite all the, you know, racism and classicism and stuff that was going on there, in these entertainment places, they were all mixing.
Okay.
So they were like the Spanish and, you know, the mestizos, the indios, you know, they were all mixing.
Right.
It's documented in a book called incidents in Yucatan.
Okay.
So in Travels of Yucatan.
Okay. So it comes from that same book, from that same kind of events happening here in Yucatan.
Yes. I got it wrong, actually. Incidents of Travels in the Yucatan.
Okay.
And this is by an English explorer that came in 1840 to document the culture here and also all the Mayan ruins. They were traveling to temples and like making sketches of all the these ruins and
Okay.
Exactly. So I was really inspired by that. And that's how the name came.
Okay.
Incidents,
cool.
Yes.
So even the name has a lot of history.
Yes.
Exactly. And that social, you were talking about this social convergence that used to happen in those events in Merida and in Yucatan. You expect the same kind of thing here, right? People from different backgrounds to come here and enjoy art, dialogue, and share and do, create.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think nowadays people see art as more of an entertainment or decoration or like the concept of fine art and like creativity and energy. Like it's really like in our lives, you know, it's really intertwined in our lives. But I think some people have difficulties seeing that.
Because it's not something you can grab, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to create something that's like that's really inspiring and, you know, give the strong creative energy to the public, to anyone who comes and sees all the artworks here.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like if you go to a gallery with white walls and, you know, it's like all everything nicely set up and all the works are very expensive and you know, it's like it's not reachable. It's something like not reachable for the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something like people see as like, oh, that's this fancy thing or you know, something far from their lives.
You don't relate to it because it's so wide, so let's say well installed that you cannot relate to that because life, it's chaotic, right?
Right. So here we're trying to do something more down to earth and more entertained, intertwined with the life, with all of our lives and for the public.
Okay.
And I mean, I like the idea of just mixing, you know, the different kinds of crowds and like they don't have to be art educated crowd or, you know, like can be
anyone.
Somebody can be, you know, from the villages here and walk through and, you know, find it interesting. And it's like I want it really open to everyone and accessible. The accessible part for me is very important.
That's why the entrance, it's free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just have to go and check in online.
Yeah, it's because of the COVID protocols.
Yeah,
we have to
cover the protocol, but you can come. You don't have to pay just to experience the whole place, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we have a lot of programming, different kinds of programming for all types of you know, creative fields. Like there's dance, there's yoga, meditation. There's also for event for kids.
Right.
And we're gonna do a drawing session.
Okay.
With rope art, with models.
Yeah.
And yeah, anybody's welcome. There's also a beautiful jazz brunch for like older people who want to, you know, have something nicer and enjoy. And yeah, also a party for like, you know, people who want to feel like the Berlin vibe.
The Berlin vibe, the authentic Berlin vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
When will that be? And tell us more about the artists that are collaborating here. I mean, what are they doing, what's with this party on Saturday, what's on the walls, what's on the things that we will listen to, we will see through the lights, what's happening with that?
So the Saturday party, we have to keep it quite strict because the space is limited. Again, the COVID, unfortunately, I mean, we have to respect the
right,
rules. And,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be in the basement, which is very rare in Merida.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got that vibe of like very minimal underground techno.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So,
boom, boom, downstairs.
Yeah. This is maybe hopefully like something close to what I was listening back in 2005 in East Berlin.
Okay.
Clubs.
Okay,
very
okay.
Underground style. But yeah, also the local DJs are super talented, and I want to give them a chance to do something like really real and special. And can
okay.
I mean, electronic music, it's about connecting to body, like the rhythms, you know, it connects directly to the heartbeat.
Right.
So I see kind of the DJs as modern day shamans or
yeah.
something like that, you know? Like
yeah, yeah.
they, I mean, they're also very, they have very important role in our lives. I mean, you know that song, DJ Saved My Life.
Yeah, so DJs are special, yeah. Okay.
Yes, I want to give the local, young local DJs also a chance to
okay.
do something, participate in something really creative
si.
and down to earth. Actually, this is under the earth.
Under the earth, right, right.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, once we have the pandemic more under control, we can do something bigger or something, you know, easier for all the public, but for this event, it's gonna be very limited.
Okay.
Yeah, and but the whole house will be open during the event, until 2 a.m. The
okay.
whole house will be open
okay.
for people to walk around and see the artwork as
okay.
well.
Okay, so that's
yeah.
from Wednesday through Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yeah, oh, Sunday actually. Sunday,
okay.
Sunday there's the brunch.
And Sunday, okay, Sunday
from
for the brunch.
11 to the sunset.
For whoever yeah. wants it, okay, okay.
I think from it's gonna go till sunset, and people will be, you know, enjoying the wine and looking around
right.
and having a beautiful Sunday, just relaxing. The jazz musicians that are coming Sunday are amazing.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you talk about these experiences, past experiences you had in Berlin, in New York, in Yucatan or Mexico previously. But how or what has been your biggest learning? I mean, yeah, what have you learned now that you have started this project? I mean, as an artist,
mm-hmm.
as a woman here in Yucatan, making all this happening, it's hard work because you have to deal with not just artists, you just have to deal with electricians, you have to
mm-hmm.
deal with people of the construction world, you know, and there's this architecture involved the whole
mm-hmm.
time. So how do you feel with that?
That's a whole other topic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because since I came to Merida, you know, I've been dealing with construction myself as well for personal stuff.
It's a special
but,
thing
yeah,
here. Huh?
It's quite special. You know,
yeah, yeah.
You need a lot of patience. So, and actually I'm trying to see something positive in everything. So,
right.
it's like I learned to be very patient here. And I think that's a good quality.
That's key, right?
Yes.
So.
But at the same time, I mean, surprisingly, I found a lot of people who are really, really eager,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, where we work together really well. And, you know, if I have problems with dealing with workers directly, then I ask, you know, my
some
team
people,
or
yeah, contractor
friends.
Or whatever.
Yeah, also even students working with me in in this project, they talk to the workers, cleaning people, whatever, you know, like, they're very good at organizing things, and they've been super helpful because they're really passionate about the what we're doing.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really great.
Whenever the passion is shared, I mean, things can flow, right?
Yes.
Okay. Miru, I think we had enough. I mean, it's super nice to be here with you. Our first time interviewing you, which has been pretty cool. Just before we go, what do you have to say to people that are coming to Incidences?
I need to think about it.
Okay.
Cut that out, please.
Okay, we don't say anything to people that are coming.
You know, I'm kind of shy, so. I mean, there are so many things I want to say, but just in one sentence, it's quite difficult.
Yeah.
But for me, the most important thing is that, you know, people get inspired by the creative energy and also enjoy.
Right.
It's very important in... Especially during this time, we suffered a lot through the pandemic, and you know, I'm really happy to share the opportunity to bring some happiness also.
Great. Buenísimo. I think we'll stay with that. Miru Kim, you're a rock star. Thanks for this interview. I hope a lot of people will enjoy it as they will enjoy coming here. And well, thanks a lot. You're up.
Yeah.
Okay. Miru Kim, Korean artist for Incidencias. Please don't miss the opportunity to come. And well, please keep listening to Masque Arquitectura. Hasta la próxima.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.